A Victoria man faces several charges after being arrested for the third consecutive day, accused of multiple carjackings and now a home invasion. Police were called on Tuesday, April 23, around 7:30 p.m. for a home invasion in progress, where a man broke into a home in the North Jubilee neighborhood while the resident was there. A witness followed the suspect when he left. While fleeing, the man tried to get into an idling and occupied vehicle parked in the 1800 block of Fort Street, but the driver didn't let him in. VICPD subsequently found and arrested a suspect, identified as Seth Packer, in the 1900 block of Richardson Street. Packer already faced charges of attempted theft of motor vehicle, two counts of robbery, one count of theft of motor vehicle, a count of failing to stop at the scene of an accident and one count of failing to comply with conditions after two arrests the two consecutive days prior. On April 21, he was arrested in the 2900 block of Shelburne Street for trying to steal an occupied car. The next day, he was accused of pushing a woman and taking her vehicle in the 1000 block of Johnson Street, causing several crashes before attempting to take a second vehicle. Packer was held in custody by police on April 22 but was released after his court appearance in the afternoon of April 23. Charges of break and enter, attempted robbery and attempted theft of a motor vehicle were sworn the morning of April 24. After the same individual caused two motor vehicle collisions, attempted to steal several vehicles and was successful on one of the attempts, and is now entering into people's homes without consent, all in a matter of days, it is a miracle that no one has been seriously hurt or injured, VICPD Chief Del Manick said in a news release. Repeat offenders like this put a significant strain on our resources and pose a risk to community safety. We will continue to work within our means to prevent further harm to the public, which includes advocating for Mr. Packer to remain in custody. Ultimately, that decision is up to the courts. Packer is being held in custody for his next court appearance. Police will not share further details as the matter is before the courts. The subject of Packer was brought up during question period at the Legislative Assembly of BC on the day of Packer's third arrest. Under this soft-on-crime premier, catch and release means you can commit multiple carjackings in a row, MLA Shirley Bond said. Released with conditions, he predictably violated them the next day. If that doesn't describe catch and release, I don't know what does. Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Mike Farnworth had the chance to respond. This side of the House is going to continue to ensure that we get changes made to the Criminal Code of Canada that expands the ability to stop bail for individuals who engage in violent acts, Farnworth said. Read also, citizens stop alleged Victoria carjacker 2 days in a row.